Jake Rudolph, here's Svan. Here, there's one more question of a sponsor in Germany. He's a very spiritual, and he has gone a long way together with Maharishi. And now he is thinking about to give up the whole business. And yes, and he asked me if it's possible to build a private house in the area of the Brahmastan to stand longer and to take part of the yakyas for a longer time.
Oh, very good. This was the third question from Dirk. Very good. So he said to live there and enjoy the spiritual atmosphere. Yeah. So there's a question, Roger Harris-G.
Yeah, there's two parts to it. One is it is very powerful. First of all, I congratulate him when you speak to him. You know, it's a beautiful thought that life is so short, as we've all seen. And that someone who's, you know, can take care of themselves and devote themselves towards longer program and living that life, it's a great thing. Practically speaking, you couldn't live year-round in India. The temperature the other day was in the Brahmastan was 47.7 degrees. And that's hot. And the comfort level for someone, a Westerner, is just not there. So really to live year-round in India, until we can get to the point where we have really great solar air conditioning, at the Brahmastan isn't possible. Girish and I are working on some plans to build in Haridwar, where the climate is a little softer, some year-round facilities for Westerners to come and stay, and with the idea that we have some pundits there as well. So it may take a while to do it. You know, we're just reviewing kind of, we have the building plans actually for the first building, and we'd like to build it, but I don't know when actually we'll have it up and running. In the meantime, of course, if someone wants to come to the Brahmastan for a longer time, say for 3 or 4 months, so on, we try to work out a very special price so that they could come and enjoy and just be there. Last year, one lady came, and she was from Europe, and she had been in India. She was a similar situation. She had a bunch of money, and she had kind of retired, and she wanted to just stay there. And she came originally for 2 weeks, and she ended up staying for, I think, 3 months or 4 months, something like that. And she didn't want to go home at the end, and it was just fantastic. And we worked out something special for her in terms of price. So we can do that again, you know, if there's somebody like that. Better that instead of building a private house, and you please tell them all this, then how will they organize their food, you know, and how they organize that they don't get sick, that it's taken care of and all that. In the Brahmastan area, it would be better that they stay with us in Bajori and we can properly take care of them. They have something to look after them. And then maybe 6 months of the year they can be there. We have quite a few requests like that, you know. If we get enough people saying they'd like to do that, we can build a different type of home there where it's like more like a home unit, even with your own like kitchen, refrigerator, something like that, so people can cook a little food, just enjoy their own area. So, you know, people should just send me notes, let me know what they'd like, and we'll try to do whatever they like.
That's a beautiful answer, and I think that what always has worked in the movement is the group, and sharing the group program and sharing group support. So although you can have your sense of independence potentially with your own apartment or room, then you can have the benefit of the facilities and the group and being looked after by the most wonderful mother and father in the universe, Roger Harris and dearest Arlene.